Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And Psychics Gone Wild it is. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're all having fun. Got a lot of individuals here checking through their websites and things that we've got going on. I hope that any of you that have had a chance to connect, be able to come in. We've got a wonderful guest today. So you guys, you're in for some really good fun and just positive energy and a lot of happy things at Wild. And those of you that are new, it's 516-453-6081 for that psychic fun. So I have a definite question here for you, Jethro. I don't know what happened to you last time, but I was listening to the show and I love the people and I can't wait to meet more of your friends on Psychics Gone Wild because you always make us feel good. Thank you. We love that. We want to make you feel good. So you call in, want to go a little wild, want to have a little happy time. Speaking of really fun and individual working, we're going to be bringing in that really positive person. This is a very gifted individual in California, just really fun. So those of you that are ready for the giggles and the fun, grab that phone and call in and we'll talk with you. And we're going to be giving out some free readings for those of you that are calling in a little later. So relax. Let's look a wild. I would love to introduce my phenomenal guest and just really great individual, Jen. How are you doing, Jen?
Oh, good morning. It's great to be with you.
Great to have you, Jen, and we have a lot of friends here going, Jethro's got a hostess. Now they're going to tease us. They're going, I can tell. And you guys have to wait till she talks to read her. We've got people reading us, reading each other, and we're all going to read. So we'll be reading out a lot of fun to those of you. If you want to go in and be on the show and you don't want to do the phone, you can send at psychicjethro.com. Send us the information. I have a picture here. I want to be read. We could do it for confidentiality. I do need a name to say over the radio so we know that it's you. A lot of times, one of the best things I want to talk a little bit today about is you have stuff going on and you're a reader. What do you want to do? You have another reader read you, and it's the best way to get information. I don't know how many circles I've been to, psychic circles, spiritual involvement, where the message besides can often refer to what I'm hearing too, because the guys, what do they say, birds of a feather flock together. So you feel that. You know that. We have in the room, you guys, that we'll be checking out, we've got, I think right now we've got Ken in the room and Shannon. So those of you that can want to chat in the room can go ahead and contact. Shannon's also here, and we're looking at helping with it. Those of you last time listened to Shannon, she's a phenomenal psychic. Jen, they're going to put you a little bit on the fun side. They're going, Jen, we want to know, are you married, and are you married to someone who is psychic? Because my husband and me are not on the same thing. He feels that I sometimes doing psychic scares him. So just asking another lady psychic, are you psychic or are you not?
My husband, I do more healing. I do have feel energy, but I'm more of a healer. My husband is terrified of the whole thing. but I kind of pull him along a little, and, you know, and that's okay. It, you know, he over the years has learned that, you know, I'm not dangerous. So but no, he is not at all.
Oh, my goodness, Jen. And that brings up those big questions all of us talk about. And we can talk a little bit for those of you that are tuning in. This is a really good topic. We call it the psychic who does it even though their relationship may not think it's what we always should do. And we love that because, like she said, she pulls them along. I can tell you from years of experience with different friends and family, you know, handling this ability. It's not easy. You guys that are not open to this, I'm going to give you a little bit of a thing. Realize that we're hearing and sensing energies that can't be seen. So there's times that we feel things, we get, you know, I had one of the best relationships I lost was because of my gift, because I took the person, we were having a great time, we were out doing things and wonderful date, and then all of a sudden I keep having the guides telling me stuff that were very personal, and so I, you know, brought up a little thing. She admitted that there was completely been over that she had with the gentleman back in Tennessee is where she was from. Then she explained to me a little later that she had started to date me, and the guys jumped in and didn't let her finish. She was dating me because I looked like somebody that she had dated before. She was not into this. Let me know that it really was odd because the person she had dated before from Tennessee was very much into this. And, oh, I got the phone ring, and I think she's calling me now telling me to shut up, but I'm not going to because we're wild. And what happens here, as we're going through this, the guys started having things happen. And those of you know what that means. All of a sudden, there was odd energies. There was odd feeling. There was emotion. The person's like, I feel very much something about, and so I just said, I said, well, I'm psychic, Jethro. I wanted to laugh. It's like we were in Sedona. For those of you who know what Sedona is, the first time we had talked, we went out for a date and had met in a dinner club. And so I guess she assumed I was a golfer, but I was actually the psychic that day in that golfing place and had went on to have dinner was one of my benefits. So that date went. So Jen, did you, talking about this, for all of us who are out there wanting to date, who are those who have dated, how do you think, was it something that you let that husband know, like you said, you pulled, or was it something that he knew right off when he and him started dating?
Yeah, I had told him how, you know, at that time, I don't think I was doing as much of the work as I am now, but I've always, you know, been attuned to this work probably for about 40 years now when I was first introduced to my first teacher. And so he knew that his sister she sees energy and stuff. So he had some experience with it. It's not a gift she's tried to work with. It's just something that has been in her life. So he, you know, he wasn't totally unfamiliar with it. And his mother is Greek, and she actually reads coffee grounds, and, you know, she is more into this from her family background. So, but Brett, you know, he just, you know, he teases me all the time, and that's fine. I don't care. And he, you know, he doesn't ever get in my way, you know, of working. But he kind of laughs it off and teases me about it.
I find it very good. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro and Jen, and we're going a little wild today. We're discussing relationships that are psychic and a relationship that isn't. So how do you work with the two? I have to ask the question of you today, Psychic's Gone Wild. My husband is showing signs of some very intense things happening for him at work. I had told him different things, and he believed me only partial. You see, we've been married 30-some years, and he says I over-worry sometimes. And actually, I have been very accurate. My point is it okay for me to get him a reading from another psychic, and even though I know that he's going to hear this again, it puts someone else in it, or am I putting someone in jeopardy by having another psychic confirm that his boss is not a nice person? What do you feel?
I had a recent experience where we in 2020 lost one of our children, and it was very hard, especially for my husband, because he felt a lot of guilt and things around it. So he would never book an appointment with a reader. But we just had our 21st anniversary. And so he had sent me a bunch of roses up here. So, and then he came up. I'm out of the area at the moment. And so I told him when he got here that for our anniversary, I had given him this reading with Jethro. And so he was really nervous. He didn't want to do it, but it was a gift for our anniversary. So he did it, and I kind of sat with him. He was very nervous. It was very, you know, but it was, I think, and I just kind of let it be. You know, he had the reading. I sat with him because he was nervous. He'd never had a reading, and he wasn't comfortable. But I really do feel that the information he got, you know, probably was helpful to him. I have not discussed it with him. And so that's my feeling about it. Sometimes as wives and mates, you know, we're always telling them stuff. And sometimes hearing it from someone else is a good thing. And sometimes we're so close to it that maybe someone outside can actually bring, you know, information that's more relevant too. So that's how I feel about it.
Love that. Those of you tuning in, we're getting very blunt now. And I had a little bit of a positive here. I'm thinking that as I'm reading this out and going through the emails, and I want you guys to know Jen's very phenomenal. If those of you in California, you know, reach out to her. You know, there's different modalities. You can always go to psychicjethro.com, and I will forward the information on. And, you know, set a time. Now, if you want a healing, if you want to be able to sit down and work with us. Those of you know I'm in Florida now and working with individuals, we do a classes for a lot of you, and it's one of the best ways I would say to get to connect with some of us and come in is to do that Thursday. We have a 2 p.m. Eastern time, Pacific, and, you know, it's very affordable. We will work on different modalities from, you know, reading and opening the third eye to working with your modalities of able to enhance your energy, to bring in that vibration. Also, one of the things I want to talk to a lot of you about, and I was saying last week, is you definitely want to get with me. I'm getting some connections there of I'm going to be doing the classes, the teaching. I've been doing it for almost 20-some years teaching. I've been reading, telling my age, almost 40 years. So what I want you to do is I want to connect with you, and then I want to run you through all of it. I want you to sit down. You can take and watch them at home, and I'm right now in the presence of taping all of that and getting all that ready so people can come in and do a 12-week course with me. It's not only the reading. I will be honest with you. It's putting together the things out and out. And I will also walk with you on that personally here as your teacher, getting your website up, getting your things going, getting you out there. We have a large amount of people who want the ability of someone that can sit down like we were just talking. And it's a very good positive thing to do, and it's something that we work with. I have a lot of years of teaching, and the reason why is that I found out there's only so much of me to go around. So Jen is one of the phenomenal people here. I've got people right. Jethro, I love her energy. Now we're going to have them read her over the air. So I was feeling from Jen a lot of an emotional energy, very positive person, but I did pick up that there is sometimes with her a lot of timing or something going here. I saw this seems to be her year. As Jen was talking earlier, I did feel the kinship with her and her relationship. I have a husband who is very much into this but doesn't sometimes understand. So he goes along and then later teases me on our trips to Sedona and other places that we go that how did I get that? So keep at it, Jen. I can see later you're going to make him one of us anyway. We love you. Desi and her hot man. So we got you two writing in here in Massachusetts.
Aww.
We come out.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I take him on some wild rides for sure.
Right, looking down at the numbers here, I keep finding these numbers on my phone, Jen, 111. I cannot seem to get away from them. I also have been handling this with my sister. We connect to each other in the day, and as we're talking, we both have retired these now, and we keep getting this. She made a joke. My sister thinks that they're telling us they're going to be taking us home. I don't think the 111 is the angels telling us we're going home and talking in the afternoon. I actually feel that there's something spiritually trying to tell me a message. What do you think, Jen? Are we getting to be in home? We're only in our 60s and have a lot more fun we want to do.
No, I have the same experience with my daughter. And it started out, we were finding dimes everywhere. In my washer would be 3 or 4 dimes. And, you know, on the floor would be a dime. Everywhere we looked, we were finding dimes. And then, and we still do that. We still get that sometimes. And I think it is someone who has passed, who's letting us know they're there with us. And then my daughter has had this experience of numbers coming up like that. She'll look at the clock, it'll be 222. And so she's getting a lot of 222s and 444s. I really feel that it people on the other side that are trying to let her know they're there and they're thinking of her.
Oh, and I love it. Jen brought up a subject here that was in there I wanted to talk. You know, those of you know with finding those dimes, finding those pennies from heaven, finding things in energy, those are definitely metaphysical. For me, it was at the young age, I started out with, I had a stepmom, and my stepmom, when I would stay with my dad at my mom and stepmom's house with the two, we would hide these dimes. And she always told me, she goes, that's God's way of telling you that you're, you know, he's blessing you. Always make sure and pick them up. Well, long story short, as we went through the years, I've always been very blessed with the fact of looking and seeing and accepting. And if you guys read about pennies in heaven, grab them, take them. I had a friend who collected them in a big jar, and he's always done real well. Because the significance is it's our physical way of receiving them. And Jen brought up the dimes. I had a friend tell me that he was the big real joke here in Napa is now they're raining quarters all over him. Every time he turns around, he's finding them. We all know that it's a little spooky time with things picking up, but I could tell you during the time, yes, I'm that one you probably saw, I would pick it up with a little paper. I carried myself stuff that was that effective. I would pick up those coins. I put those coins. And my business was busy. I'm very grateful, thank you, with the guides, and very positive where, you know, there is another thing that you guys, and I've had people, this is a little bit of different culture. If you see those and they're laying out, people will tell you that the copper and the penny sometimes is something that's been on energy, and they will throw that out there or put that out to release from their house. So if you're picking it up, it's good for you. It's not going to do it, even though we know it's a conduit. It doesn't, it only reflects to what's happening. So, you know, they call it sharing the wealth, where you'll see people put that change. One of the best things I saw, and what I had a friend of ours who's recently working on this metaphysically will be checking with, is he takes that change he finds and drops it in different charity things that are in stores or places helping the community. And he has been doing this now for a good 8 months, and his life has been really blessed. So keep me up on what you're doing to manifest. Jan, what do you feel about that? Does that sound like spiritually resonating, or do you think that we're just a little?
Yeah, exactly. I think, and always when you pick it up, give your gratitude for the gift of it. You know, and acknowledge that, you know, it was given to you from someone who cares, you know. It's always been good, you know. There hasn't been any negative attached to it either.
Very good. There she goes. And Jen's doing well today, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Me and Jethro is here. I am Jethro. I don't even know who I am today. That's how well we've been. We have really take that break. We'll be getting to those phones for some of you guys, give you that mini reading. Remember, we just have a few minutes, so you will just get to do a general. Make sure you go online to the psychicjethro.com. Schedule a time and a reading, which is there. I know that a lot of you have talked to me through the years. We'll give you a piece, but when you're talking really personal, you want to, you know, get a little bit off the radio, and I want to thank all of you fans that are contacting back and re-getting into the show. I have a friend right in here. Jethro, I want to ask one of the women psychic a question. I am in my 20s, and I'm having trouble explaining this to other people, and it seems like when I go to do this, I know it's my blue chakra is causing on. Is this a common thing that sometimes your own chakra won't want you to tell people about your gift? Because I am talking to people that I feel would be accepting of it. What do you think, Jen, about that? Why would her blue chakra not want her to tell people that she has an ability?
I'm not sure. Maybe make sure you're really grounded, you know, when you're going to speak, so that and I always feel, you know, I always try to pull the energy into my heart first and then see how that works. That might, you know, help you with that throat chakra to be able to speak your truth. I always like to start with the energy from the heart, because for me that's kind of where, you know, where everything starts, and then see what you're, how you feel about communicating that. That might help you.
I feel that very good. And Jen hit on something. This is really good. And as a male, I can tell you from my energy that whenever my blue was doing that, it was usually one of my family members or somebody that was close around. So notice when it happens. And they didn't want me to do this. My brother told me, he goes, every time you start doing this, all the girls come over to you. Every time you start talking, you know, because I was young, okay, and I was not doing it for that reason, but I was very happy. It's like I would feel this, or I would sense that I was learning from a teacher, those of you who've read Living in the Psychic Realm. So I was trying to find the people that I could resonate to practice my reading. Long story short, my brother was doing some of the energy, and it would make my blue awkward. He was really trying to keep my big mouth shut because he didn't want me to get the attention. He wanted to talk to them. He's very smart, very well, left-side brain person, and not really so much into the gift as much as into communicating and wanting attention. So I think Jen's correct. Go from that heart chakra. Those of you tuning in, we're going to grab the phones. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Monday here. We're at a little bit. We just did the 2-2 as we were talking and had some other friends contacting me in. So we're going to grab the phone. We'll do a few minutes with each person, and then we'll move right along. We're going to be comfortable. So just relax and let's go wild. And we got 330. What do you know, 330? It's like a Jethro.
Hi, this is Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Hi, Leslie. I'm so glad you contacted in. Yay, I got family down in Kansas, grandchildren and everything.
Yeah. I was offered a position in Mississippi recently, but I'm waiting for news on a position that I interviewed for in Ohio, which is my alma mater. I've been going back and forth saying which position is a better fit for me. Which position should I take?
Oh, you got a good one, Leslie. And we're both going to read a little bit of this and feel, because I have a feeling that I did see that I saw the alma mater seem to be very strong, but I also feel like they need you in Mississippi. That's what's got you. I feel like you've got some very strong ability, so I can see where this is a little glimmer, and I'm trying to weigh it out. Jen, what are you feeling here as we were reading and sensing with Leslie?
I think kind of the same thing. The Ohio alma mater seemed a little stronger to me, but you know, but I also do feel some energy around the Missouri one as well.
Mississippi. Yes.
No, this one's Mississippi.
Mississippi, I'm sorry. Mississippi one.
And Leslie, this is really a good thing here. I'm going to ask that a personal question of a girl, but I need to, I don't need the last year, but I just need your month and date of your birth.
January 30th.
Excellent there. That's what we're getting. This is what I had to have the guide show me. I did see that. I feel like that the one is more humanity or more things, something going on with that one career. And then I did see you really did that Ohio seems to be where you're supposed to be anyway. So we both are getting that with that Alamana and that there.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to say.
Yeah.
We're both feeling it. You're a tricky one, Leslie. You've got very positive energy. So it feels like they want to fight a little bit for you, or there's a little bit of, you could get in a place and do real well. So it was, as we read it, we could see the energy going here, and yet it just seems like that's what I saw, and I saw that future coming up there, and definitely contact us and let us know. And
Yeah, exactly. It's just different things there, but I think the Ohio one seems stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting on that one to contact me, because I had the interview 3 weeks ago tomorrow.
Ooh. And I feel there's something happening there that's going on that is, there's, it seems like it has a thing, and I do feel that's the one. I felt we were going to go with Ohio. And hope we help you. And Leslie, go to psychicjethro.com, and we'll send you a free necklace from listening to me and Jen, and we hope you're having a good time.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Good luck,
Those
Leslie.
Good luck. We love you, Leslie. Tuning in. Everyone's going a little wild. We have people writing to me. Just writing in Facebook, you never pick up the phone when I call. I do pick up the phone, but you got to go to psychicjethro.com to make sure we know you're here. I have a question, and I give you this picture. Would you read it? Yes, we'll read it. I have seen this orb, and I can't share it again, but I will later. We're working on this, but I got, here's the picture she sent me, was a picture of an orb, and she wants to know what it is. I think it's your grandfather. I saw a man here with an older hat. I can tell you why I think it's your grandfather, for those of you reading orbs and energy, because the hat is not of this decade. I did see there's very little semblance. I don't feel your grandfather like, and the reason I can tease you that also he said it is he said your grandmother's right here beside me. So if this grandfather is with her, and I feel this is why it makes sense of what I said as the clairaudience. I heard also, as I started to read this energy here with yours and reading that aura, you have a little bit of some other things that are going on for you. And they said to make sure your grandfather's coming in and checking on you and healing you of that arm. He's telling me that you got hurt a little bit here at work, and you still haven't really healed, but you didn't listen when the doctors were telling you, and you lifted some things with that arm. Yeah, and I thank you for sending that in, that picture. And I will pick up the phones when we get them coming. Those of you calling in, it's Jethro and Jen. We've got some more people calling in. We'll be grabbing those phones for you. Jen, I have to ask this question. I don't know if you can help me, but I have been sensing that my animals have wanted me out of the house. Now, I know this sounds silly, but my dogs are both alpha, and they seem to be happier when I'm not at home. My husband laughed at me and said, well, who's the boss of the house? And I told him the dogs are. So now we're sitting here joking. Is it possible that my animals are not comfortable with me because of something I might have on me? Because they keep acting awkward and only seem relaxed when I'm not in the house. Okay. Jen, I may help you with this. I feel like, Jen,
what
don't
do
you feel,
feel
that, I feel like she does, she's right about what she's saying. There's something with her that's making the animals. But I feel the animals want her in the house. They just want her to be cleansed of what she's bringing in that's making the animals act odd.
Yeah. Is there another pet or something that you're around?
There we go. Very good.
Possibly some kind of a person or a animal that maybe the dogs aren't comfortable with that they sense when you come in. That's what I'm just wondering.
Because I think you're very good. I think you've hit on it. And I you know, just reading on the energy, I got a sensation. And I'm asking, I agree with Jen, because what I saw, and I actually feel this too, I feel that you have something that has been coming in. This is not an animal that they've lived with. This dog or this energy that's with you, and so those alphas are telling that animal that's with you outside, you can't come in our place. And unfortunately, you do it. I would tell you, I would check and get with a spiritual cleansing. A lot of individuals who do this use a little bit of, you know, Epsom salt and lavender, or you can do it with Florida water. One of the best ways to clear energy of animals is to go out in the trees, do a little tree hugging, a little positive work, and that's what I feel. And definitely, you know, call in if you get a chance. Of me and Jen will read together. They're teasing me. They go, Jethro, what is happening? I have a lot of energy, you guys, that are connecting with me. I do love you guys over, but make sure you come into the show, 516-453-6081. I am multiple tasking, so the other shows, and I know it's very frustrating, but if I pick up Skype, Facebook, or any of those other things, you wouldn't be on the radio, and they would only hear you from this side. They would only hear me, so that's a little spooky when I start talking to air. So we got you going in. We'd love you. Come on in. It's 516-453-6081. The rooms are really going real busy. We've got a room here today, and we've got Shannon in, if you want to come in there and be able to open that room up and see. There's other friends here that are coming in, and they said there's another individual that wants to come on. Jen is really fun. I love her so much. I'm up here listening to her in a very warm day. Jen, I know this is a little bit to ask, and I apologize. I couldn't get into the show due to some of my own technicality. My mom is on the other side, and I miss her terribly. I have had a few psychics tell me that when there's a tingling and I feel her here, that I should just talk to her. I'm feeling her today. Jen, am I doing the right thing by doing the prayers for my mom? You see, she was very Christian, but I know she wasn't with it. Do you feel that she understands that I love her still and want to communicate with her?
Yes, I think so. I think that's why you're feeling that, is she really wants to feel a connection to you. And she hears you, and it's a very, very loving, a loving connection that she has for you there. So, you know, yeah, feel free to talk to her, and know that that's a sign that she's there with you and sending you love.
I love it. Those of you tuning in, this is Thank You, Jethro and Jen. And thank you, Jen, for that very heartfelt. And we hope it helps you, Helen, up there. We love you dearly. And she sent back kisses. She goes, I don't know why, but I always end up listening to Psyche's Gone Wild and thinking of my mom. Someday I will call in, but I am very not technical savvy and very nervous of it, that if she answers me back, Jethro would probably go a little wild. Okay, we are a little wild, and that's what we want to have happen with you guys. And I want to thank all of you guys. We're celebrating 10 years of success with this show and tuning in. And, you know, any of you that are going in, there's some other situations happening with the world right now. We're going to put a little prayers out. Those of you doing that metaphysical, that are doing that spiritual, you will see that in our Psychic's Gone Wild room in Facebook, that is very much happening there. So we're taking that time to put out a lot of positive. You will see a lot of spiritual. I welcome any of you that have got beautiful, positive music, anything to help us keep motivated, keeping that positive thoughts. We are aware that this is a very intense time for the world. And those of you who are having friends and family over there, and I know this is very sad for Ukraine and Russia and a lot of the other European countries close around that area, that we are doing prayers and our work is like it's done well, trying to help all of you. I have to tease a little bit of you guys that are writing in to me. I can read you, but it's the technical. You want to go in the room there and catch Shannon Corkins. Shannon can help you a little bit with getting that. Me and Jen are here. We can talk on the phone. We'll be picking up a couple. We're having a little thing with the phone, so we're giving them a couple seconds to set. I know we've got a couple of you that are with you. Don't get stressed. I have Brian writing me in from Albuquerque. Jethro, I don't know what's going on, but your show is making me out of this mind. You said you were on this time, and I went in, and where are you? I'm here at 516-453-6081. If you can hear me, I want you to follow the show because that's how you guys can connect to me so that you never lose when we're on. And we'd go on at different times. Jethro, years ago, I listened to the show, and I had a very good reading, and the lady was very positive and into poetry. I do remember very much that you guys had been talking about lifestyles, and she was very, and I would like to know if this psychic is still out there. Okay, I can tell you of the two that you said, the very felt, I know two of the dancers, and Patty Negri is still out there, and Jan Bachtrake. Both of those were phenomenal dancers who very successful in their careers, and one's in Nevada and one's in Hollywood. So send me the time of the show, you know, send me a little bit of it. I apologize. You can even tell me the date. I can tell you if you will, you know, whatever you want to say, we can help you. Jen, can you give me a little bit of a reasoning that what else is happening with you in California? There, we have a little bit of individuals asking, is California having some of this stress, and are people still being upset over things, and are, is there rioting going on? How do you feel about that? And are you seeing any of that?
There are areas where there has been more, but I think more recently, you know, since the last retrograde and stuff ended, things have settled some, and actually, I see some real positive work with the racial disruption that has been going on, and it's been, I think, a little better. Things are, you know, kind of calming down, you know, there's, we all have so much work to do around getting along and feeling safe, and there was a lot of fear energy. A lot of people in California were without work and without means of support, and you know, there was some money given initially that has ended, and a lot of the work and stuff just has not been out there enough to support people in California. It's very expensive right now to live here. So, but I see it calming down. It seems to be getting better, and so that's great, you know. But you know, I always include all this in my prayers, you know, for healing and the benefit of all. You know, we all do better when we're all doing better. So it's good for all of us that people do well. So thank you for thinking of us. And yes, it is getting better.
Very beautiful. Jen, I'm just having a good time. I hope you are too. I just love you so much. I'm so grateful we've got her, we got Shannon, we got Kim in there. We got people going a little intense with us. They said, did we have a little bit of an earthquake today? We felt a little bit of stuff earlier and was a little bit concerned. I'm up in Oregon, and I'm not sure, is there energy transitioning going on, Jethro? I do know there is a lot of vibration energy, and so I would have to look. Those of you know, go on that earthquake one. There's apps now that will show you right to the point, and check them out. You know, we're here to help you, and you know, never feel odd about asking. Jen, did you have a little bit of a shake this morning? I know they get a little used to it in California when I live there. Everybody's like, what are you doing? But I felt them because I was new to the area.
Yeah, I'm up in the Sierras, and I have not felt it here. And usually my husband is in the Bay Area, and he will let me know if he feels something. So I don't think we had much there or here. I haven't sensed anything, but we've been getting more shifts, you know, there's been planetary shifts and stuff going on, and I see it as part of that you know, that transition, that we're kind of moving into a new vibration, you know. So that's what I think a lot of it is. But so far, it's been pretty calm here.
Very cool. Those of you tuning in, do you hear that? We're going there. Very good. And Jen is just a phenomenal gifted psychic, one of our other friends. And we've got a couple of people wanting to know how to win those prizes. We're going to be giving away a prize. And listen for this, because the person that is name called out after this sound here in a few minutes, it'll come up. Right, maybe it won't. We're having a little bit of Jethro's learning how to run his board again, and it did absolutely. But it's that call of, I heard you were a wild one, and what comes out with the psychic's gone wild, you'll hear that music as you've heard in the beginning of the show, or that call out, and that means you have won when you come on. And we've got a couple of other friends saying, Jethro, we're looking at the $500 prize. I've been eyeing this for 2 months, Jethro. I know that you're giving away I Need You Now button with Jethro, which means you get 4 one-hour readings with Jethro that you can use in the next 3 years anytime you want. And that's a very thank you, very graceful prize. And I love you guys that are talking into doing that. It's been very good. We've had that happen. We had a winner 2 years ago. Amy won it. Last year we had Sharon won it. And so now this year we're going to be giving that away. And that prize is when you hear that wild, that knows you've won. How do you get that prize? You go to psychicjethro.com and you will get sent gift certificates that you can use anytime on the website. Go in and schedule, just put it in. And you win $125 an hour reading with me 4 times. So you can give them out to friends. You can use them yourself. I've had people do, I had a friend that told me she took and raffled it off. And I want to thank you, West Virginia. You made my day. They did a raffle up there. And I'm so excited, you know, to contact you. Just go ahead. You can always, if any of you have any trouble with my website, you can text me at that phone number there. As you know, I read, so I never pick up that phone. So I love you dearly, because even when I've learned it's just better to keep the phone for that. So just text me or go to psychicjethro.com anytime, and we'll get you in, get you handled. I'm enjoying everybody. Jethro, I have to ask this question to my sister. We call her Wolf Woman because sometimes she just howls at the moon, and we always have laughed about the wild. Part of our joke is that the reason I'm honestly writing you is she has fell in love and is serious about this person. She told me that this person is into some kind of ET things, and this scares me. Would you give me a little idea on it? I wouldn't be scared of ET things. What I'd be scared is if he doesn't have a job. No, I'm teasing you. I'm just teasing about the job. I was just teasing this little girl because I know this gold digger and we're friends. But I love you dearly, and that was my own joke to you. What I really would feel with the ET is I'd be comfortable. And if your sister's really happy and he is with the situation, be able to give that person that love. You know, we all find different individuals. I come from a family of 8 children. We cannot pick our siblings' person. I know that my family is very happy with the individuals they're with, and that gives me the blessing. Where, you know, you can't order for other people's relationship. Do the blessing, see that out, and put positive, unconditional pink around so that they give that chance for it. If there's other things that start to come, red flags, then yes. But ETs, you guys, you probably caught the right show because I lived in Sedona. Those of you in the Shannon Corkin's in the room, and Kim have seen them. We want to know with you, Jen. We're going to put her on this. She lives up there in the Sierras and has got one of the biggest places we saw a mothership. Jen, have you ever seen any space brothers and sisters?
Not that I'm aware of. There's a lot of, you know, the night skies here are dark, so that the stars really show up. But I see a lot of satellites and things like that, and some of that may be ETs. You know, there's a lot of stuff moving in the skies up here. But I can't say that I've ever really seen anything like that. Unfortunately, maybe I will.
Now that we said it, the biggest thing is 2022.
I would love to see it, actually.
Those of you tuning in, we're talking Palladians. We're talking brothers and sister in light. We're talking that angel work. We're talking fun. And we are going to be planning that later for those of you who want to be connected. We're going to go to Sedona where you get to see all of us there, real life. And that's where me and Kim and Shannon met. That's one of the places I've read for years and healing holistically. So we're going to get Jen over there, and we're going to show her some light brothers and sisters and have a party. You guys are welcome to come.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it.
We got to do some healing on her. You know, she's our, you know, and this is the joke. These healers and these psychics forget about themselves. Jen's got a little bit of an alley. So any of you that are sending a little bit of prayers on light, we would really appreciate the help.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I like to stay upright and mobile.
This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Jen, and all of you tuning in, psychicjethro.com. We have a little bit of modality. We're changing up the show. We used to do 6 to 8 readings with you guys and do the phone, and what we want to do now is we want to connect with you and get into this parts of it. So those of you that are going to the website are getting in today, and we've got other ones calling the flow, and they said, Jethro, I cannot believe that you're still in business. I actually had a reading from you in Colorado in the 90s. You were a long-haired hippie in a country town. My friend laughed about the fact that your name was Jethro, and later your sister made us all laugh when she almost beat this guy up for saying something that she didn't like. I have listened and watched and had a really good time on your show today. I want to see if you're psychic and you can name me. Ah, well, you know, I got to tease you. My sister probably made a lot of people and did that quite a few times. My sister don't take nothing from nobody. So you got the right psychic. And I was a hippie in a town. I know that narrows you down to Longmont, Colorado. I'm looking at the energy, and you probably stumped the psychic. So I had a lot of individuals there. I know that my name has been, I've been teased quite often about this name, from everything from Where's Ellie Mae to other situations. And I hope, you know, as we're going through this situation, you're having a good time. Hello? Jen?
Yes.
It's me and you, and we're on live, and I have no idea, you guys that are watching in, hang on close, because we have no studio, but I will be back in there for a few minutes. And as soon as we get that going in there, I will let you know what we did. But we've had a little bit of a problem here, and I don't have a studio. So I will take that as a sign that it's probably time to let you guys have a good day. Jen, would you like to say anything to anybody before we roll out the away from here?
It was great to be with you all, and I wish you a very blessed and fun-filled day.
We love all of you. Go ahead, going, and thank you guys. Stay wild. It is the way to be. And until next time, we'll be here waiting for you. Come and talk to us. Blessings.